Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Narlsky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Kahm moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Kahm scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is hit by the pitch. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heving scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Krause and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Heving and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 1 in the game. Bigelow hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Ruffing moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Com reaches second base with a double. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clancy bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 2 in the game. Bigelow hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bigelow reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bigelow scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Narlski moves to second. Russ Scarrett pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett now playing center field. Ed Carroll now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraus for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Com reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bigelow hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reeves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss Dill takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss Dill. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Moss Dill steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein pinch runs for Johnny Heving. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rein. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Rein steals second. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Skerritt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. Skerritt moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ken Williams pinch hits for Ed Carroll. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skarrat tags and moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.